First Bank Sports Friday this morning on Swift 98, the Spur and the SVI Radio Network. And this morning we're talking with Shane Stinson. He's with YOWrestling.com. And of course, state wrestling going on today and tomorrow in Casper at the Event Center. And Shane is right in the mix of everything, knows exactly what's going on. Shane, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you know more about wrestling in the state of Wyoming than I think most people can claim that they do. And with YOWrestling.com and, of course, state wrestling going on this weekend, let's start with what you do at YOWrestling.com. Tell us what your role is there and how that website all kind of came about.
Okay, well, years ago, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, a few guys got together on this side of the state, one from Torrington and a couple from Gillette, and came up with the website and kind of got everything rolling. And then a couple years after that, one of the founders was ready to get out of it and was looking for someone. So they kind of knew of me through USA Wrestling and different things, knew my personality and thought I'd be good. So it's been kind of baby for about 9 years, and I run it, and I have a few guys that help me out. We don't make any money off of it or anything like that. Everything's just volunteer, and I take care of the 2A and 3A rankings, and then just kind of run the week-to-week operation stuff.
Sure, okay.
That's my role.
So, Shane, as I look over the website, one of the things that I really like are the rankings, and not just the team rankings by class, but you have individual weight rankings for all the classes as well. How do you determine those rankings when you guys look at those? And I think it's done on a weekly basis, correct? You actually rank the top six wrestlers in each class?
Absolutely, yep. It's the top seven wrestlers in each class. We do it weekly. It's really fact-based rankings. We have a database that we enter information into, and then based on, you know, who beat who, that person gets ranked. So, it's probably 90% fact-based and about 10% opinion. So, people get kind of upset at times at the rankings, but really, if your kid beat the other kid, then he goes over him. That's pretty much how it works.
Right. Shane Stinson with YOWrestling.com joining us this morning on the weekend of state wrestling. Well, let's talk about this weekend. As you look around, maybe just the 2A class, of course, we have Mountain View and Lyman and part of our listening area. Cokeville will be there as well. Moorcroft has been running the table in 2A. Are they still coming into this weekend as the favorite to beat?
Yeah, Moorcroft is... they got their fair share of studs for sure, but they just have so much depth. It's a little like Star Valley in 3A. But Moorcroft they're just pretty darn tough. They have a lot of kids in their room, and their coach Charlie Williams does a really good job, and they're going to be, pretty tough to beat. It's hard pressed to find a scenario where they don't win it this weekend, and I believe it would be their eighth team title in a row this weekend.
Wow, that's incredible. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Who do you see as maybe the teams that can push them the hardest, maybe the second, third tier teams in 2A?
I would say Wright would be right in there. Wright had some unfortunate things. They had one of their top kids move to Casper, and then they had one of their a returning state champion got hurt. He couldn't wrestle this year. If they had those few kids, they could probably push Moorcroft, but they're pretty solid number two right now. Shoshone, Thermopolis, Grable, Riverside, those are the other ones that are probably rounding out that top five. But, I think Wright's probably pretty solid number two, and then three through five is going to be a pretty good battle.
Again, we're talking with Shane Stinson with YOWrestling.com, of course, in the state wrestling weekend. In the 3A class, you mentioned Star Valley, of course, has been the perennial for a handful of years now, and the heavy favorites running into this one. It's kind of the same question. After Star Valley, who do you see in class 3A to give them the biggest challenge as a team?
I don't think anyone's going to give Star Valley a challenge, but probably the two, three, four teams would be Powell, Douglas, and Worland. And they could really go in any order. We'll have our rankings out tomorrow, and I think it's going to be Star Valley, Powell, Douglas, Worland in that order. But, you know, two through four could be, you know, any order. So the Star Valley is just they're head and shoulders above everyone again this year. They're just pretty darn impressive. They don't ever, you know, rebuild. They just kind of reload, and Coach Clark does a great job. Pretty impressive program that you guys have up there.
Shane Stinson with WildWrestling.com. Shane, just as far as the sport of wrestling, obviously it's a passion for you. I think you mentioned that you had some sons wrestling this weekend in Casper as well. And what is it about the sport of wrestling that drives you? Not only just to participate, you know, in your family and cheer on your sons, but to do this, the website, and be involved with it on a statewide level. What is it about the sport of wrestling that really motivates you to do those things?
Boy, it's just a wonderful sport. You know, you can take any body type and be successful. You know, basketball, you got to have some certain skill set, and football, you got to have certain skill set. But wrestling, truly, you can be any shape, size, and if you put the time and the work in, you'll be successful. And I think that's probably what really draws me to wrestling. And, you know, I'm also a football coach over here in Douglas. And so I coached football long before I did this. And it was pretty easy to see that my linemen that were wrestlers were generally, you know, my better linemen. So that's kind of what drew me to it. I had a couple nephews that wrestled in high school, and so that's kind of how we got into it. But it's just a wonderful sport. You know, the one-on-one that you have and just how hard you work, that's the result you're going to get. I think that's probably the main thing I like about it.
All right. Well, Shane, thank you so much for your time. Again, we encourage our listeners to go check out wildwrestling.com. It's where all the rankings are, and so many other aspects of that website as well. Shane, anything else about the website that you think is worth bringing up this morning while we have you?
Just, you know, if people want to get on and chat on the forum, that's always great. Or check out our featured wrestlers that we put up every week during the season. That'd be great. Any traffic we can get would be awesome. I appreciate you giving me a call. Thank you.
Shane Stinson, WildWrestling.com. It's all part of First Bank Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.